Fans, tonight we have a very special greatest game in Giants franchise history. I guess we could call it the greatest games in Bay Area baseball history. Our good friend Joe Salvatore from the press box comes to us, and it's brought to us, of course, by Georgie Brothers, G-I-O-R-G-I, a better place to buy furniture. And what we're going to do tonight is highlight some very special games, and they were perfect games, and they're celebrated right around this time of May, and that is Catfish Hunter, a perfect game against the Minnesota Twins. And then we've got Matt Cain's perfect game, and, of course, the perfect game thrown on Mother's Day by Dallas Braden. Fans, here's Joe Salvatore with his take on the perfect games, brought to us by Georgie Brothers.
Hi, this is Joe Salvatore in the press box, and this week is perfect game week because we've had three perfect games in the history of the Bay Area thrown in San Francisco and Oakland, and the first two perfect games that were thrown in the Bay Area were actually thrown a day apart in history. We're talking about May 1st, 1968. That was at the Coliseum, the A's and the Minnesota Twins, when Catfish Hunter threw his perfect game at the Coliseum, which was an impressive feat when you consider that the Minnesota Twins at the time had one of the most dangerous lineups, not only in the American League, but in Major League Baseball. That lineup included Harmon Killebrew, Rod Carew, Tony Oliva, but on this particular night at the Coliseum, Catfish Hunter was dominant. His catcher, Jim Pagliarone, talks about the final out, Rich Reese.
It was a 2-2 count on Rich Reese. He fouled off like 7 or 8 pitches. Dead fastball hitter, good hitter. And there was a 2-2 count. I'm one of these catchers that always gave the benefit of the doubt on corner pitches. I never showed an umpire up. But Jimmy threw a ball right on the corner, had the whole corner, in my opinion, and it was like belt high. I caught it, and I jumped straight up in the air. I thought it was a third strike. And I think it was Barlick, right, calls ball three, ball. And I sat down, and I said, if I blow this, I'm going to kill myself. But anyway, as you know, the results.
The next perfect game was on May 9th, 2010, also at the Coliseum, and that was Dallas Braden throwing his perfect game against the Tampa Bay then Devil Rays. It happened on a Mother's Day, and it certainly was a special game, not only for the fact that he threw the perfect game for Dallas Braden, but that his grandmother was at the game, his grandmother raising him in Stockton, and that game, it was an unusual game. It was a game that I covered, and it really didn't seem like it was a perfect game until about the fifth or sixth inning, and a number of us in the press box were starting to notice that, hey, you know, Braden's retired every batter he's faced, and didn't have a lot of great defensive plays in the game. Eric Patterson made a nice running catch that was late in the game. Braden having that perfect game, again, that was on Mother's Day in 2010.
Pennington, he's got it. Throw to first. He did it. He did it. Dallas Braden has thrown a perfect game. Holy cow, he did it.
And the final perfect game in the Bay Area, of course, many Giants fans obviously know that was June 13th, 2012, when Matt Cain threw his perfect game against the Houston Astros, the first perfect game in a Giants franchise history. And, of course, Cain got plenty of offensive support. The Giants scored 10 runs against the Astros. And, of course, that game featured a great diving catch by Gregor Blanco late in the contest.
Here's the 3-2 pitch on the way, and it is driven to right center field. On the move, Blanco sprinting back. Gregor Blanco reaches out, diving! He caught it! What a play by Gregor Blanco! When you start to think it might happen.
To help Cain keep his perfect game intact. And again, Matt Cain's perfect game against the Astros back on June 13th, 2012. I'm Joe Salvatore in the press box.